You're listening to Peoria Chiefs Baseball on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Ameren, Caterpillar, ZQ, and Health Alliance. And now, here's the voice of your Peoria Chiefs, Cody Schindler.
Good evening, Chiefs fans from downtown Peoria. Dozer Park, game 5 of this 6-game series will begin in a delay. We will start in a weather delay, 6:50, the tentative first pitch here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. So we'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to step aside until 6:35, give you the typical 15-minute pregame show, give you the spiel as we get set for this one. A Saturday nighter here in downtown Peoria. We got hit with a doozy of a storm. Just a passing cell, but it dropped a lot of rain. Grounds crew out there, a tandem of, two guys right now on the hose trying to water down the infield. There are still some wet spots on the track by both bullpens as well as in the right field corner. So a little extra time to tend to those for the grounds crew. That's why the delayed start, 6:50. Again, we will start in a weather delay. We'll step aside. Pregame show starts at 6:35 here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, where we will give you the lineups and give you all the pertinent information for this one. The wind blowing straight out, it could certainly be a hitter's night. A pair of right-handers who have struggled so far, the tentative pitchers, Justin Jarvis, 1-1 with an ERA of 7. He'll go for Wisconsin. Logan Gregg, 0-1 with a 6.75. He will toe the slab for the Chiefs. So we'll step aside. We'll rejoin you in about 10 minutes, 6:35, the new pregame show right here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. We'll talk to you soon.
You're listening to Peoria Chiefs Baseball on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Ameren, Caterpillar, ZepQ, and Health Alliance. And now, here's the voice of your Peoria Chiefs, Cody Schindler.
We are back here on the pregame show. Cody Schindler here with you, getting you set for baseball in Peoria. Saturday evening affair. It's turned out to be a beautiful night for baseball after we battled some passing showers and storms in the mid to late afternoon. Game 5 of this series, the Chiefs and the Timber Rattlers. The Chiefs have already secured at least a split of this series. They've won 3 of 4. It was an absolutely thrilling ball game last night that saw 23 runs scored between the two teams, a 13-10 win for the Chiefs, and what turned out to be a football score with the NFL draft in the background. So there you go. It was a wild night. The Chiefs trailed 6-1 early. They later trailed 9-5, and they rallied a couple of times en route to the victory. The big blow, a pair of them, in a sixth-run, seventh inning. Mac Chambers hit his second home run of the year. It was a three-run bomb to tie the ball game at 9. Then later in the inning, Mason Wynn, a two-run triple over the head of the center fielder, Sal Frelick, made it 11-9. The Chiefs tacked on some insurance. They ended up winning 13-10. As they stranded the bases loaded in the top of the ninth, a wild ball game that had just about everything. Turn the page to this evening. Here's the starting lineups. First for the visiting Timber Rattlers, their lineup filled out by skipper Joe Arolt. As a reminder, lineups brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Leading off in center field, the outrageously dependable Sal Frelick. He's been fantastic for the Timber Rattlers. He leads off in center. Number one prospect, by the way, in the Brewer system. And shouldn't be a surprise that he's been fantastic. Tristan Peters, a designated hitter, bats second. Peters bats second. Joe Gray Jr. bats third. He's in right field this evening. Wes Clark will catch. Clark catches and bats fourth. Xavier Warren hits fifth. Warren at first base, batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez is our hearty strikeout batter this evening, batting seventh. Playing third base, it's Ethan Murray. Antonio Pinheiro bats eighth at short. And in the ninth spot, the second baseman, Yason Coca. On the bump for Wisconsin, it's the right-hander Justin Jarvis, 1-1 on the year with a 7-0-4. We've seen a ton of him. He was with the Timber Rattlers for the entirety of the 2021 season. He made 3 starts against the Chiefs, did not have a decision in any of those outings. He pitched once this year, once again a no decision. He was the starter on April 9th for the season opener. He allowed 3 runs on 4 hits, gave up a pair of homers, including one to Aaron Antonini and one to Tommy Jew, both guys in the Chiefs lineup, which we will give you in a moment. 4 walks and a strikeout. So Jarvis was not particularly sharp the first time against us. We'll see how he fares second time around. The lineup for the Chiefs is filled out by their skipper, Patrick Anderson, leading off at shortstop, Mason Wynn, the Cardinals' number 5 prospect per MLB Pipeline. Mike Antico bats second. Antico in center. Jacob Buschberger bats third. We'll talk a ton about him tonight after another big night for him last night. He's at third, hitting third. Cleanup batter is Matt Chamberlain. Chamberlain is in right, batting fifth. At second base, Mac Chambers. The designated hitter is Aaron Antonini. Antonini bats sixth. Hitting seventh, the first baseman, Thomas Francisco, had a scheduled day off yesterday. Carlos Soto hits eighth and catches. Number 9 batter, Tommy Jew. On the mound for the Chiefs, it's right-hander Logan Gregg, 0-1 with a 6.75. He got roughed up in his last outing against Cedar Rapids. He took the loss. 3 innings, gave up 10 hits, 6 runs. All earned. Will try to bounce back against the Timber Rattlers, a team that he's seen a bunch over his career. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will go by the numbers. We'll give you a few numbers to break down tonight's contest. It's the Timber Rattlers and Chiefs, game 5 of 6. We'll start a little delayed, but we will have baseball tonight from Dozer Park. You're listening to the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com. There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Back on the pregame show, Cody Schindler here with you. We are about 8 minutes away from first pitch between our Peoria Chiefs, 10-9 on the year, and the visiting Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, 12-7 in the early going. Let's go by the numbers as promised. We've got four numbers for you tonight. We'll start with the number 11. We talked about Logan Gregg before we cut to break. This will be Gregg's 11th career appearance against Wisconsin, his 8th career start. He has one win. He's 1-2 with an ERA right at 4, 26 innings logged over his 10 appearances. Again, a variety of different looks. He's been used out of the pen. He's been used as a starter. He's been used for quick outings. He's been used as a long reliever. He's done a little bit of everything against this Timber Rattlers bunch. The next number is 8. That's how many stolen bases the Chiefs racked up last night. 8 steals. That's the most in a game by a Midwest League team this season. To go back, the last time a team in the Midwest League had 8 steals, it was actually Wisconsin against us a year ago, 2021, June 2nd. Almost, not quite a year to the date, what, 10, almost 11 months to the date as we creep up on May 1st tomorrow, but there you go. So the Timber Rattlers were the last team to do it. It took us nearly a year, but we returned the favor. We did with 8 steals last night, including 7 off the starter, Antoine Kelly. The next number is 20. It's game number 20. Guys are starting to get near that 100 at-bat mark. Guys in the 70s and 80s, perhaps. Usually, what, 100 or so at-bats, a guy kind of starts to get comfortable and feel things out and kind of know where he's at moving forward. So there you go, game 20. And remember, as always, baseball, marathon, not a sprint. The final number is 20. We repeat the number 20, an ode to the voice of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, Chris Marion. He has not missed a game in 20 consecutive seasons. Talk to him about it today. He's very modest about it, but if you know Chris, that doesn't surprise you a whole heck of a lot, but very modest about it. He said he'll get to game 3,000 later this year. Tip of the cap to Chris Marion, the voice of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. We'll step aside. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look around the Midwest League and the Cardinals organization on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability. Because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at AmerinIllinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Intro video playing here on the board inside Dozer Park. That means we're just about ready for first pitch. As promised, let's quickly go around the Midwest League and check in with the Cardinals organization. We'll start in our league. We mentioned game 20 tonight in the West Division. Cedar Rapids 15-4, three games better than these Timber Rattlers at 12-7. The Chiefs all alone in third, 10 up, 9 down. Quad Cities and South Bend, an even 8-11 record. They are tied in fourth place, seven games off the pace. Beloit bringing up the rear as they have for much of the year to this point, 5-14, 10 games out of first. Around the organization, these are yesterday's results. Arizona winner 6-2 over St. Louis. They won 2-0 earlier this afternoon. Memphis won last night 2-1. They're in Durham again tonight. We'll give you that score later. Springfield and San Antonio, they play again tonight. 7-6, Springfield a winner yesterday. And Jupiter blank Palm Beach 11-0. The Chiefs take the field. We'll step aside for the anthem. You're listening to the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
The heart is a blue,
Well, it did not start out as a beautiful day here in the Peoria area, but it's turned into be a beautiful night. Blue skies overhead, some big puffy clouds in the vicinity as well, but a nice night for baseball. Logan Gregg, the right-hander, just fired his last warm-up toss. One more time, here's the Wisconsin lineup he will face. Our lineups brought to you by Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Frelick Peters, Joe Great Jr. at the top, Clark Warren and Rodriguez, 4, 5, and 6, Ethan Murray, Antonio Pinheiro, and Jason Coca round it out. We are just about ready to go. A slight delay, about a 15-minute delay. We'll call it 16. 6:51 first pitch, and Frelick grounds one towards first. Backhanded Francisco. He throws to Grant, covering one pitch, one out. And allows us to collect our breath before Tristan Peter steps in, the Peoria defensive alignment. Let's mix it up. From first to third on the infield dirt, Francisco, Chambers, Wynn, and Bushberger. From right to left in the outfield, Chamberlain in right, Antico in center, Jew is in left. The battery, Carlos Soto, catching tonight for Logan Gregg. His first pitch moved the feet of Peters. Ball one, down and in. Gregg works from the first base side of the rubber. The next pitch gets a foul tip into the mitt. It's 1-1. The sweet level is popping off tonight. Decent little crowd here considering the weather. 1-1 miss down and in. Two balls and a strike. But some folks might be more inclined to stay away, but not a bad evening here, Dozier Park. 2-1 heater stayed high. Three balls and a strike. Gregg, fastball changeup. That works really well for him. He'll mix in a couple other breaking balls from time to time, but that's his bread and butter. 3-1 pitch is grounded foul to the right of first. It will roll and come to rest in the Chiefs dugout, or rather the Chiefs bullpen, down the right field line. Matt Chamberlain over to grab it. He throws it to a young fan. Just underway here in Peoria. Timber Rattlers and Chiefs. Game 5 of 6. Here comes the payoff. Changeup missed downstairs. Ball 4. Gregg, not usually a guy to struggle with his command. We said in the open, right? He got beat in the zone by Cedar Rapids in his last start. He gave up 10 hits in 3 innings. They were seeing the ball out of his hand, and they earned the victory in that one. His last start was on Sunday. One on one out, Joe Gray Jr., the batter, and he spanks one foul to the left of third. Been a rough series for Joe. Fallen victim to the strikeout. A little too much for his liking, I'm sure. There are still some wet spots on the track, particularly in the right field corner. One strike delivery, a curveball that stayed down to make it 1-1. It's a little soupy by the Chiefs on deck circle. But for the most part, the grounds crew did a phenomenal job getting us ready for baseball tonight. Pickoff throw to first, but Peters back with a head-first dive. The Chiefs were originally scheduled to wear their pork tenderloins jerseys. On one pitch is outside, 2-1. Chiefs adopted a couple of alter egos this year. The pork tenderloin, a Midwest staple, usually an oversized sandwich that can feed four. Usually you get a gentleman like me, as Gray fouls one back, to go in there and eat way too much of it. And that's the Midwest for you. Large portions. Meat and potatoes. You know, Appleton's a meat and potatoes town. Just outside of Green Bay. Hard-working blue-collar city, just like Peoria's. Gray takes strike three. It has not been his week. Here inside Dozier Park, he goes down looking, takes the batting helmet off in exasperation. First punch out for Gregg. Two away in the inning for Wes Clark. Clark 184 on the year, two home runs. What was flying out of the yard last night? Gregg gets ahead with a strike called on the outer third, nothing and one. It's a hitter's park tonight, wind blowing straight out to center. It's the 0-1 home. Breaking pitch just a hair low. Perhaps more than a hair low. Soto threw that ball out. Count now 1-1. Gregg, a quick worker. His next pitch is high for a ball. Soto came up and out of his haunches looking to throw. Two balls and a strike. The count on Clark. Gregg rests the glove belt high. Now delivers. It's a strike called on the inside corner. Make it 2-2. Kenny Jackson is our home plate umpire tonight. Nathan Diedrich on the bases. Gregg looking for a second strikeout here in the early going. The 2-2. Runs inside. That fills it up. Three balls and two strikes. Runner at first, Peters, will be on the move with the delivery. Gregg, the former Oklahoma State star, deals. And Clark skies one into shallow center. And Tico went back, now comes in. He makes the one-handed catch to end the inning. Good start for Logan Gregg. He works around a one-out walk. We're through a half. Wisconsin nothing. Peoria coming up on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight.
Adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Justin Jarvis to the mound. He'll face this Peoria lineup. Wynn, Antico, Bushberger at the top. Chamberlain, Chambers, Antonini in the middle. Francisco, Soto, and Jude to round it out. And the first pitch is grounded in the right, a base hit. Mason Wynn, ho-hum, he's on base again. Leadoff man aboard the Wisconsin defense, Rodriguez, Frelick, Joe Gray Jr., left to right across the pasture. Murray, Pinheiro, Coca, and Warren, third to first on the infield dirt. The catcher, Wes Clark. Sure, the Timber Rattlers will pay extra attention to the base runners tonight. And Tico takes outside, ball one. Chiefs were a perfect 8-for-8. In the stolen base department last night, the man at first, Wynn, collected a pair. Jarvis, quick feet, a throw to first. Wynn back in plenty of time. Chiefs 40 for 48 as a club. That's up over 80%. Another pick off throw. That one closer. And Jarvis already used his two pickoff attempts. That really tilts the advantage, right? And Wynn now takes off a delayed steal. The throw to second is not in time. The throw appeared to be there. Nathan Diedrich said, and Wynn got around the tag. The throw from Clark was a pretty good one. Wynn, with a delayed steal, able to somehow find his way to the back corner of the bag. Now the 2-0 pitch is high. Three balls and no strikes. Well, it did not take long for the Chiefs to run again. 41st steal of the year. Wynn just dancing off of second. The 3-0 to Antico up and in, ball four. Look, I don't know how you measure this, but I mean, Wynn is such a presence when he's on the base pass. You know that it's got to be in the pitcher's mind. You're trying to navigate the base runner and holding him close while competing with the pitch clock and a hitter. Now Buschberger, the next to that, he takes inside for ball one. It is a tough ask of these pitchers. And then with the limited number of step-offs, only two, you're in trouble. Here's a swing and a drive to deep center field. Frelick going back, still going back, onto the track. He can't haul it in. Wynn to third. He'll get the green light from Patrick Anderson. The throw from center field is in time. Wynn had to wait. He was contemplating tagging from second if Frelick hauled it in. On the track, he did not, as it got over his head. So it's a single for Buschberger. Wynn thrown out 8-6-2 at the plate. With one away, here's Chamberlain. Rather, 9-6-2. Right fielder picked that ball up? Eight, okay. Here's Chamberlain. First pitch, ball one. Comes the 1-0 to Chamberlain. Taken outside, 2-0. Jarvis has not thrown a lot of strikes here in the early going. Here's the next offering. There's a strike called in the inside corner. Two balls and one strike. Just underway, the Chiefs with a ton of traffic. Already two hits. Next pitch is lined and through. A base hit in the right center. This time the Chiefs should get a run. Antico coming around. The throw is late, and it scoots past Clark to the backstop. Jarvis was in the right place at the right time. Buschberger came flying around third trying to steal an additional run. He'll hold there. Chamberlain up to second on the wild throw. And it's 1-0 Peoria. Buschberger all the way to third. Chamberlain will get a single, an RBI, advanced to second on the throw. Be a throwing error. Chambers takes inside ball one. Just like that, the T-Rats have to bring their infield in, the 1-0 offering. Breaking ball that didn't break. Two balls and no strikes on Chambers, who's at 3-11 on the year. Two homers, 13 runs driven in. That's one shy of the team lead. The man at third, Jacob Buschberger, holds the high water mark. Cut and a miss this time from Chambers. Chased a changeup. Make it 2-1. Jarvis. An early pickle. The next delivery is fouled back to the netting. Count even at 2. Strikeout here would be huge. You're a Wisconsin follower. Next pitch. Breaking ball, little nubber towards third. Bushberger coming home. The throw. It's in and out of the mitt. He's safe. Now Chamberlain going to come around. He scores from second. 3-0 Chiefs. A heads-up play by Matt Chamberlain. The throw to the plate beat Bushberger. But as he went in standing, the ball trickled out of the mitt of Wes Clark, and in his haste, he could not locate the ball. Chamberlain then just kept running all the way from second. It's 3-0 Chiefs. Antonini the batter now. What in the world is going on? Oh, Antonini, a laser foul left side. Jarvis able to get ahead in the count. Holy smokes. That's going to be a tough luck error as well. Two first inning errors for Wisconsin. Chambers now at first. The 0-1 missed down and away. Looked like a changeup. One ball and one strike. Here's the next delivery. Bottom of the zone strike. Antonini a little double take. But it was low. The count now 1-2. Chambers bluffs towards second. Antonini crushes the next pitch to right field. Back it goes. Gone. 5-0 Chiefs. An outburst in the first inning. A crooked number. Antonini, his team-leading third home run. They've all come against the Timber Rattlers, and you couldn't draw up a better start. 107 off the bat, a laser home run. Didn't miss Adams Street by much. For Wisconsin, when it rains, it pours. Francisco takes ball one. If you follow me on Twitter, if you don't, you should. Cody Schindler _. So the Francisco, like he's on the edge of a breakout. He takes a curveball strike, 1-1. The average up to 200, one homer, 8 RBIs. On cue, he hits on a mile high, but it's going to stay in the yard. Popped up on the infield. Coca, the second baseman, had to backpedal and make a late adjustment to haul in out number two. Five runs on four hits here in the bottom of the first. Carlos Soto, the DH, rather the catcher, steps in. He takes low for ball one. Soto hit his first homer of the year last night, an opposite field shot. 1-0 from Jarvis. Strike called on the outer third. Right-hander still working with pace. His next pitch in the dirt. 2-1. Chiefs are looking to back for back-to-back series wins at Dozier Park for the first time in a long time. Soto hits one hard towards second. Coke able to knock it down, gathers off the dirt, and throws to first, inning over. Message sent. Chiefs score 5 times in the home half of the first. They put up a crooked number. Plenty of insurance in the early going for Logan Gregg, who's back to the bump on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Five nothing Peoria lead. Top of the second. Logan Gregg misses high for ball one. Away we go. Xavier Warren will lead it off. Carlos Rodriguez, Ethan Murray will follow. The next pitch fouled back. 1-1. Here's the next pitch. Swinging a line drive towards right field. Chamberlain will have to play it on a hop. One hops into his middle. Leadoff single, Xavier Warren. So here's Rodriguez now. He's in left field. First pitch fouled back. Hit the top of the netting and gently bounced over. That's the one you want. A couple of kiddos looking for it. We've got a race. Some youngsters going home with a souvenir. So one strike pitch from Gregg. A late swing and a liner foul. Left side, it will bounce in and out of the Timber Rattlers bullpen. Quickly two strikes on Rodriguez. 2-11 on the year. One homer. Five runs driven in. With the flags blowing out the way they are tonight, a lot of ball game left. 0-2 missed down and in. One ball and two strikes. Here's the next delivery. Inside-out swing, fouled away left side. We'll do it again. Warren, a modest lead off of first. A 1-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Curveball got him. Second punch out for Gregg in the early going. Here comes Murray. Right-handed swinger. Puts that right foot nearly on the chalk line. First pitch. Missed inside. Ball one. Here's the next pitch. A slow tapper towards third. Bushberger charges. Gloves. Throws on the run in plenty of time. Two outs in the inning. Warren to second on the play. two-out scoring chance for Antonio Pinheiro. He's really swung the bat well in this series. He's not really known for his bat. Hit his first homer of the year a couple nights ago. Was a no-doubter off his bat. Here's the first pitch. It's away. 1-0 the count. Greg, we mentioned it, his 11th career appearance against Wisconsin. Eighth start. It's 1-2 with an ERA of 4. The next pitch stayed high. 2 balls and no strikes. Greg actually picked up his first professional win against the Timber Rattlers July 15th of last year. Allowed just 1 run over 6 innings of work. Behind in the count here, the right-hander set the 2-0 home. Strike called on the outside corner. Two balls and one strike. The Timber Rattlers would love to just scratch one and kind of get started on the comeback trail. Warren, the runner at second. Next pitch. Pinheiro loops one towards right. Chamberlain went in, now goes back. Still going back onto the edge of the track. He hauls it in. That ball got up in the wind and just kept carrying. What looked to be a rather mundane flyout turned into a bit of a scare, but Chamberlain able to run it down. Timber Rattlers do not score. We're through 1.5, 5-0. Chiefs, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Two due for the Chiefs. Tommy Jew will try to set the table. He takes a strike on the outside edge, 0-1. Next pitch hit hard towards first, knocked down by Warren. Going to be a close play at first. Jew beats it easily. There's the second error of the ball game. Ball hit hard, but right at Warren. Jew reaches via the E3. Jarvis was a little late to get over there by his own right. Second time through the order. Here's Wynn. He takes a curveball high, 1-0. 5-0 Peoria, looking for more. Jew's a threat to run. He's 6-for-7 on the year. Not running. The 1-0 pitch to Mason. Over but low. 2 balls and no strikes. Wynn entered action tonight at 385. He singled into right. Swiped second and then was thrown out at the plate. 8-6-2. Now the 2-0 home. Wynn fouls it straight back. 9 runs driven in for Mason. He's been in the top 10 of nearly every major offensive category at one point or another this season. There goes Jew. The 2-1 is grounded softly toward short. This is going to be a tough play. Pinheiro off-balance throw to first, not in time, and Jew advances to third on the throw. Infield hit for Wynn. His second knock in as many innings. Tommy Jew was stealing second. He just kept on running. You talk about manufacturing runs. The Chiefs are doing that tonight. It's been a clinic on the base pass. They're at the corners with nobody out for Mike Antico. Chiefs could create some serious separation now. First pitch to Antico, way high, 1-0. After the pitch, Jarvis trying to find his release point. He mimicked his release towards the plate and said, hey, I've got to snap that one off. I've got to hold on to it a little longer. 1-0 pitch, that one in the dirt. Wynn will head to second. There will be no throw. He advances on the ball in the dirt, not a stolen base. They're at second and third with nobody out. Be a wild pitch charge to Jarvis. Infield in. 5-0 Peoria lead. A hitter's count. The 2-0 catches the bottom edge of the strike zone. 2-1. Chiefs are applying pressure. There's a 2-1 from Jarvis. Antico fouls it straight back. He had a good pass at it. Game time temperature, by the way, 73 degrees this evening. That was at first pitch. Started at 6:51 officially. 73 degrees. Standard heat and cooling. Sponsor of our game time temp. Tico, a 2-2 offer, and he fouls it away. It's up into the suite level. Standard Heating and Cooling, 906 Southwest Adams. Check them out. They've been setting the standard in comfort since 1939. 5-0 Chiefs. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. Here's a 2-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three. And Tico perhaps suggesting catcher's interference that he may have grazed the mitt of Wes Clark on that hack. Kenny Jackson did not agree. Big first out of the inning. Here's Bushberger, who is hitting 400 with runners in scoring position. He hit a 390-foot single in his first at-bat. You don't see those every day. That's with a slightly open stance, the first pitch home. First ball in the dirt. Clark able to gobble it up, 1-0 the count. Bushberger, he's done just about everything for this Peoria club. He's 24 years of age. He's reached in 15 of his 17 starts. Batting average at 361 now after that first inning knock. Leads the team in RBIs. Top five in batting average. He was tied for 10th in RBIs just a couple of days ago. He had a five-game RBI streak last week, as a matter of fact. Get me over curveball drops in. The count even 1-1. Wind has shifted here the last few minutes, now blowing more left to right. Next pitch is grounded past a diving Pinheiro into left center. Chiefs will get two more. Jew in, Wind crosses. It's 7-0 Peoria. The Chiefs up by an early touchdown. RBIs 15 and 16 for Jacob Bushberger, who just keeps on hitting. It's like a vitamin. He drives in a run at least once a day. Or a prescription, your preference. Do people still take vitamins? Chamberlain takes ball one down and in. Is that kind of gone by the wayside or vitamin sort of thing? I remember growing up the Flintstone gummies. Now, I don't know if I can say that on the air. That might be like a copyrighted thing, and I might owe somebody a few bucks. The 1-0 pitch is taken off the plate, 2-0. But that was the big thing growing up as kids. Seven runs on six hits for the Chiefs. We're in the bottom of the second. 2-0 home. Chamberlain takes a strike call and make it 2-1. Maddie, an RBI single back in the first. Jarvis takes a peek at Bushberger. Now fires home. It's fouled back to the screen. Series finale tomorrow, 1:35, first pitch, Michael McGreevy Day. Make another start for the Chiefs against Russell Smith. It will be a rematch from Tuesday. It was a quality pitching matchup between those two. Now the 2-2 delivery. Curveball froze Chamberlain. He takes strike three. Well, the good news for Jarvis, two punch-outs in the inning. The bad news, he surrendered seven through an inning and two-thirds as Chambers set to dig in. Chambers reached and scored in the first, part of a five-run inning. First pitch taken low for ball one. Talk about it at length when it comes to position players. Everyone knows about Mason Wynn, but kind of a lot of under-the-radar guys. 1-0 home is lifted to left field towards the line. This will curl foul. Ball and a strike, the count. Mac Chambers, another one of those guys. He's not a top 30 prospect. Maybe didn't come with a lot of noise, a lot of pedigree. He was selected in the 2021 draft in the 11th round. Kind of one of those middle rounds. He's done nothing but hit. Screamer fouled away this time. And one hops over the berm. Ball and two strikes. Chambers, Bushberger, Francisco, Antonini. Some of those guys are not most highly touted in the system, but they've gotten off to great starts. 1-2 missed away. Two balls and two strikes. Antonini hit just six home runs all of last year between three levels. He already has three in the first month. 2-2 home, gets a cut and a miss. That ends the frame. Three punch outs for Jarvis, but the Chiefs scratch two more on an RBI, rather a two RBI single from Jacob Bushberger, who adds to his team lead. We're through two. Chiefs up big early, 7-0 on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight.
Adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Nice ceremony in between innings. Our upstream hero of the game, Randy Prunty. We honored Randy for his service in the United States Armed Forces. Got a rousing applause from the Dozer Park faithful. Way we go in the third, a high towering fly off the bat of Yason Coca to the track in right, and Matt Chamberlain hauls it in. Coca, that's not a bad plan this evening. Get the ball up in the air and get it in the wind. Just not enough mustard. Needed one more scoop of Wheaties this morning. One pitch, one out for Gregg. You talk about efficiency. Frelick back to the box. His second opportunity. He takes down it in for ball one. Frelick grounded to third to begin the game. Next pitch. Paints the bottom of the zone. Good frame job by Soto. May have stolen a strike. It's 1-1. Here's the next pitch on its way. Swinging a slow chopper towards first. Francisco gloves, shovels to first. Two down. Not exactly a carbon copy of his first inning ground up, but the same result, 3-1 if you're scoring at home. Two quick putouts. Tristan Peters, the batter. Peters bats from the left side. Here's the first delivery home. A swing and a foul back off the sweet level and down into the seats. Gregg, a quick worker, the one strike pitch way high. 1-1. Gregg not exactly overpowering with the heater. Low 90s. Next pitch, a swing and a foul just floated over the netting into the seating bowl. Count 1-2. Gregg has retired 5 in a row. Would love to make it 6 and twirl a quick 1-2-3 inning. The next pitch home. In the dirt, Gregg hit his spot, 2 balls and 2 strikes. We talked with Michael McGreevy and Gordon Graceffo. Cheat Talk podcast will debut next week. They love Logan Gregg, and they love picking his brain. They said he remembers everything. 2-2 gets a swing and a miss. Inning over. A flyout, a ground out, a strikeout. Gregg diversifies his portfolio in the third. We go to the home half, 7-0 Chiefs. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
The third, and he grounds one sharply to first, but right at Warren, who went down to a knee to glove it. Takes it to the bag himself. One pitch, one out. Well, Antonini not leave the yard that time, but take solace in the fact that he hit it hard. Here's Francisco now. Abingdon, Virginia. He grounds a first pitch foul to the right of first. It will get into the Chiefs bullpen. There's some bodies down there tonight. So far, Logan Gregg cruising. He's allowed just one hit through three shutout. Chiefs lead it 7-0. Next offering from Justin Jarvis. Lifted foul and out of play, left side. 0-2. Here's the next delivery. Francisco lifts one to left field. Rodriguez going back, now camping. He's got it. Three steps in front of the track, two away. Francisco, probably not a fan of the result, but had to like the process. Ball well struck the other way, just found him in. Jarvis trying to settle in, need a couple innings. He flips in a curveball strike to Carlos Soto. Soto 4-3 ground out in the first. He's 0-1. Next pitch from the right-hander. Quick worker. Misses high and away, 1-1. Jarvis was a fifth-round pick. The 2018 draft, he's taken out of high school, Lake Norman High School in Mooresville, North Carolina. Tapper foul to make it 1-1. Next pitch, cut on and missed. Strike three, that's that. Jarvis gets his first goose egg of the night. He made quick work, 6-7-8 in the Peoria order. We had... to the top of the fourth, 7-0 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra. In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Top of the fourth, Joe Gray Jr., Wes Clark, Xavier Warren, 3-4-5 against the Peoria starter Logan Gregg, who pumps in a strike, 0-1. Gregg able to work from the windup. His next pitch on its way. Swinging a slow grounder to third. Bushberger to his left, able to field it. He throws to first. It's low, but handled by Francisco. Two pitches, one out. It goes 5-3 in your scorebook. Been a tough series for Joe Gray Jr. Highly touted guy. He was taken in the second round of the 2018 draft. Wes Clark, the batter now. Broken bat, floater, foul. One hops into the Peoria bullpen. That bat absolutely shattered. Clark left carrying nothing but the handle. So get a new stick. And look, Joe Gray, he had a fine year last year between two levels, Wisconsin and then Low A Carolina. He hit 20 homers, drove in 90 runs, and snagged 23 stolen bases. There's a liner foul onto the right field berm. Look out, kiddos. Couple of youngsters not have their heads on swivels down there. Two strikes. Craig way ahead looking for the punch shot. Here he comes. Pitch is grounded foul towards the third base dugout. 7 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Chiefs, no runs, a hit, 2 errors for Wisconsin. We did erase an earlier error after some consultation. 2-strike pitch missed down and in, 1-2. We originally charged Sal Frelick with a throwing error, but upon review, we took it away as the runners were going to advance regardless whether the throw trickled away from Wes Clark, who's at the dish. He takes down and away. The count tightens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. We're in the top of the fourth, creeping up on Sunset here in Peoria. It's turned out to be a beautiful night. Next pitch from Gregg gets a wave and a miss. Disappearing changeup. You can execute that right on right changeup. Good things usually happen. Gregg gets the punchy. That's his fourth. With 2 down, Xavier Warren do. First pitch home, strike called. 1-0. Rather, nothing or one to count. Here's the next pitch. Oh, my. Nasty changeup. Warren way out in front. Make it nothing and two. Infield shifted towards the right side. The next pitch from Logan Gregg is driven towards right center field. This ball is tagged. Antico on the run looking up. It bangs off the base of the wall. Warren is second. He will drop anchor there with a 2-strike, 2-out double. He has both hits in this ball game. Single. And now a ringing double off of Logan Gregg. He's been the bright spot tonight. Does have an error in the field, but I think he's done enough to make amends. So a 2-out scoring try. Carlos Rodriguez steps in. He takes down and in for ball one. Seven nothing Chiefs from the top of the fourth. Next pitch from Logan Gregg. Missed inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Chiefs in their home whites. Timber Rattlers in their traveling grays. Prototypical uniform matchup on this Saturday evening. The next pitch home. Strike called on the outside corner. 2-1. Gregg as a junior college pitcher, underwent Tommy John surgery. 2-1 pitch, paints the knees. 2 balls and 2 strikes. He then ended up transferring from Connor State, a junior college in Oklahoma. Ended up at Oklahoma State down there in Stillwater, where he majored in livestock merchandise. 2-2, a swing and a ground ball right side and through, a base hit. Warren will get the go-ahead. Chamberlain will not even give him a look. He'll lob to second. The Timber Rattlers are on the board. A 2-out double from Warren. A 2-out single from Rodriguez follows it up, and it's now 7-1. Sixth RBI of the year for Rodriguez. Now Ethan Murray, the batter. We're in the top of the fourth inning. She's still leading comfortably. The first pitch of the AB fouled off of the plate, and it got a chunk of Carlos Soto. I think it got him on that bare hand. Never really a good place to hide your throwing hand as a catcher. Most guys just kind of sit it on the back of their knee. Try to hide it, tuck it down and away. It's pitch missed away, 1-1. Of course, with runners on base, you got to be ready to throw at any time. We say it all the time, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Being a catcher, there are some occupational hazards. Next pitch, a slow tapper to the mound. Gregg to his right, fields and throws a heater to first to end the inning. Not sure Gregg needed to throw the four-seam cheese over to first base, but he did just that to retire Murray. Timber Rattlers get on the board, however. We go to the bottom of inning number four, 7-1 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nine, 1-2 due for the Chiefs in the home half of the fourth. Justin Jarvis misses low. Away we go. Want to know the count? Do reach via an error and score. Back in the second, he lasers one to short, but they've got a guy there. Pinheiro down to an E to corral it. One quick out in the bottom of the fourth. Third time through the order, here's Mason Wynn, the Cardinals' number five prospect. Had a great chat with him yesterday. Takes in the dirt for ball one. We talked about the increase in the size of the base. There's a breaking ball strike to make it 1-1. Bases bigger by a few square feet. Oh, look at this. A little roller up the third base line, and it rolls foul. Murray let it roll. He had no shot to pick it up and throw out Wynn, and it took a left turn at the last minute. So strike two on Mason. He's looking for his third knock already. But I asked him, hey, have you noticed the bigger bag? How has it come into play, not only as a base stealer, but as a shortstop? And he says, you know, in theory, right, it should make a bit of a difference. Jarvis misses high and away. It's 2-2. But on a play-by-play basis, you don't really notice it. I thought that was interesting. As a guy who does it, he's a shortstop. He's a base stealer. He sees both sides of it as well as anybody. Making ball in the dirt fills the count now, 3-2. I thought that was interesting. And then just asking about how he measures his leads in the process. He waits back on a curveball and loops it into right center. A diving, sprawling grab by Frelick. Tip your cap. Frelick robbed Wynn of that third hit. Two outs in the inning. Here's Mike Antico. Antico walking a strikeout. That's on the left side. First delivery, a swing and a pop-up foul. It will get over our heads. We've got ourselves a baseball sky overhead, that's for sure. Picturesque. 0-1 delivery in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Cotton candy sky. Pinks and purples and blues. Antico pops another one up. This one will get foul beneath us. One ball and two strikes on the Peoria center fielder. Jarvis's next pitch upstairs. Antico was not bothered by that one. Two balls and two strikes. 7-1 Chiefs from the bottom of the fourth. The next pitch on its way. Backdoor breaker stayed off the plate. Count loaded up. Three balls and two strikes. Noah Menlinger is now on deck for Jacob Buschberger. That is notable. Comes the payoff to Antico. Strike three. Cole. Antico said, hey, man, that was up. Kenny Jackson said, I think it fell in for strike three to end the inning. We'll see if Patrick Anderson has a word. I think he will have a word, but I think it's substitution related. Menlinger will enter for Buschberger. Hopefully everything all right there. He's been as good as anybody for the Chiefs for the first month. To the fifth we go. Logan Gregg looking to qualify for the win. 7-1 Peoria. The Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Pinheiro, Coca, and Frelick do for Wisconsin. They're trailing a six-pack. 7-1 the score. Logan Gregg back out there. He's ready to go. His first pitch is fouled away. It will land in the sitting bowl. One strike on Pinheiro, who skied to right in his first AB. Next pitch, taken low, one ball and one strike. His action in the Timber Rattlers pen, right-hander up and throwing. 1-1 try, fouled off the foot of Pinheiro. I actually think he fouled that off his back foot. You don't see that as often. 1-2 the count now. Infield and outfield playing relatively straight up for Pinheiro. Here comes the next offering. Pinheiro pops it up on the infield. Who wants it? It's the first baseman, Francisco, who comes in and makes the over-the-head grab. One away. anything that gets up in the air like that, the wind will play some tricks with it. You got to run it out. As a fielder, you got to keep your feet moving. Cisco did just that, was able to put it away with relative ease. So number nine batter, Coca, who tagged one to right in the third, a long out number one. He takes a strike called on the inside black. It's nothing and one. Batting average now at 087 for Coca. Next delivery. Swing and a foul straight back. Nothing and two. And Tico, the center fielder, shaded towards left center. Now the next offering. A changeup, but it stayed high. One ball and two strikes. That pitch is deadly to left-handed hitters. It just fades and falls away. Greg, a plus-plus changeup. Now the 1-2. Off the plate, two balls and two strikes. Logan from Prairie Grove, Arkansas. Another 2-2 try. Coca grounds one foul, just foul. Thought it may have skipped over the third base bag, but just outside the line. And again, want to give another shout-out to the grounds crew here at Dozer Park, getting the field ready after a pretty heavy rainstorm this afternoon. Coca goes down, looking strike three. He can't believe it. Hands on top of his head. Thought that ball was in. Kenny Jackson thought it was in, too, in the strike zone. Two outs for Frelick. Frelick, a pair of 3-1 ground outs. First offering to him, cut and a miss. Frelick was trying to hit that one back to Oshkosh. 0-1. Was Oshkosh even near Appleton? Another big swing and another miss. It's 0-2. Back looking for a 1-2-3 fifth. The next pitch is down. Frelick was all over. He took it like he knew it was coming. 1-2 the count on the T-Rat center fielder. Greg, the quick worker, fires home. Frelick lasers one to center. And Tico going back in and out of his glove. It rolls onto the track. Frelick around second. He's heading for third. The throw from Wynn will not be made. It's going to be a triple for Frelick. And Tico hesitated just for a moment. And that made all the difference as he then tried to chase that one down. It went in and out of his glove and rolled towards the track. There was a little bobble in center by Antico. Certainly helped Frelick get to third. Well, the Chiefs want to appeal and make sure that touched the second base bag on his way to third. He did indeed. So it's a triple for Frelick. Peters the batter now, two away in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Cut on and missed, 0-1. Greg, set at the belt, the 0-1 home. Swing and a miss, good change piece. It's 0-2. Nathaniel Heredia, the big, tall left-hander, up and throwing in the Chiefs' pen. And before the 0-2, time is called. I believe Mason Wynn said something to the base umpire, Nathan Diedrich. Okay. They had a brief exchange. The two umpires, they went back to their spots. We play on. The 0-2, a cut and a miss. That's the end of the line for Logan Gregg. Job well done. He threw five innings. Allowed just the one run. And by the way, he's tallied up some strikeouts tonight. Not normally known as a strikeout pitcher. That's his sixth. and perhaps his final. We go to the home half of the fifth. 7-1 Chiefs, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Call to the pen brings Christian Sierra on for Wisconsin. Jarvis was able to make it through four innings. He did not have his best stuff tonight. He allowed seven runs. Sierra is a right-hander. He throws low for ball one. You know, Noah Menlinger leading off. He entered in the top of the inning for Bushberger. Takes a heater for a strike. It's 1-1. Menlinger, Chamberlain, and Chambers do. 3, 4, and 5. The next pitch is grounded to first. On one hop, it's gloved by Warren, who takes it to the bag. One down. Chamberlain, another left-handed swinger. He singled home a run in the first. Scored in the first. He also struck out looking. Infield shifted towards the right side. The first pitch from Sierra. A high strike called, 0-1. Sierra, he wears number 31. We saw him a few times last year. Strike pitch taken upstairs. 1-1. This is his first appearance in this series. Signed by the Brewers as an international free agent in 2017. It's 2-3 with the T-Rats a year ago. 1-1 pitch brought up some dirt. Get a new baseball. 2-1 the count. Sierra 6-5, 2-12. Next pitch. Missed inside. 3-1. Sierra from Santo Domingo Norte, Dominican Republic. His next pitch fouled back by Chamberlain onto the roof of the press box. It's 3-2. Take a look at the Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard here in a moment. Take a look around the Midwest League. The 3-2 is high for ball four. Chamberlain works the walk. Second reach for him this evening. Gives Chambers an opportunity. He's somebody you want up with runners on and base. Chamberlain could be a threat to run. He has a couple of swipes to his name this year. Sierra, this is upstairs with a heater, 1-0. Scores from around the league. Dayton a winner, 11-5 over Fort Wayne. Lansing and Lake County, they split a doubleheader. Pickoff throw to first, but Chamberlain back. Lansing took game one, 8-0. They held Lake County to one hit. In the second game, Lake County won 3-0, holding Lansing to one hit. An eye for an eye. Swinging a foul left side by Chambers, count 1-1. One game postponed tonight. Great Lakes and West Michigan, they'll play a twin bill tomorrow. Two games in progress. Sierra's 1-1 is taken outside. Two balls and a strike. South Bend doubling up Quad Cities, 4-2 in the seventh. Cedar Rapids and Beloit just underway. That game started in a delay. No score in the first. Colonels a league best, 15-4. 2-1 home, Chambers. Half-hearted hack, he came up empty. Two balls and two strikes. Chamberlain aboard at first after the free pass. Chiefs lead at 7-1. Next pitch from the right-hander, Sierra. It's a wave and a miss. Strike three. Good changeup from Sierra. Chambers with a quick word to Aaron Antonini on his way back to the dugout. As if to say, hey, here's what he's featuring. Antonini will step in. Two-run homer as part of that five-run first inning. Set the tone for the Chiefs. They haven't looked back since. There's a pitch from Sierra. Antonini drives one the other way. Left center field. This ball will stay in the yard. Rodriguez makes the catch in the gap. Inning over. Christian Sierra gets a zero in his first inning out of the pen. We go to the sixth here in Peoria. Nathaniel Heredia will enter for the Chiefs. We'll tell you more about him when we return. It's a Julie Pitching Change on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Number 30, Nathaniel Heredia on. He has a six-run cushion, 7-1 Peoria. His first pitch to Joe Great Jr., missed down and in for ball one. Heredia began the year in the starting rotation, and then he switched spots with Logan Gregg. He's just a young man, 21 years of age. High late kick, now the 1-0. Gray fouls it back towards a sweet level. 1-1, the count. Ready from Hato Mayor Del Rey, the Dominican Republic. Give you his season numbers on the year after the 1-1, which is taken in off the plate. Two balls and one strike. He's 0-1 with a 5.19 earned run average. 8 2/3 innings, 9 hits, 5 runs all earned. 2-1 strikeout to walk ratio. That's a nice uptick for him. 14 Ks to 7 walks. 2-1 home. It moved the feet of Gray. Three balls and one strike. Lights have taken full effect now. We're beyond 8 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone. Top of the sixth inning. It's been all Chiefs tonight. Here's a 3-1. Swing and a foul back. Great, a good pass at it. Count loaded to the brim. 3-2. Love to keep the leadoff man off the base pass. 3-2. Strike three. Ring him up. That'll do. Bottom of the zone strike. No argument from Gray. Perhaps looking for the slide ball. Already has a wipeout slider. Gray goes down looking. Second time he's K'd. With one out, base is empty. Here's Wes Clark. Infield and outfield playing relatively straight up. First offering, wave and a miss. Clark way out in front of a curveball. Gave you a look around the Midwest League. Let's give you a look around the majors as well, shall we? One strike pitch is fouled away. Nothing and two on the Wisconsin backstop. We already gave you the final on the Cardinals game earlier today. They fell at the hands of the Diamondbacks. 2-0 the final from Busch Stadium. The Cardinals dropped to 11-9 on the young season. We've got plenty of finals from day baseball. Marlins a 3-1 winner over the Mariners. 0-2 pitch bounced in. Got by Soto. One ball and two strikes. Twins all over the Rays. 9-1 the final. Guardians a 3-1 win over the A's. White Sox blank the Angels 4-0. The Angels off to a good start. 14-8. Giants 9-3 over the Nationals. Blue Jays 2-1 over the Astros. Everything else is in progress as Clark fouls one off of the dish. Just did get a piece. Top of the ninth, Padres Pirates in a 5-5 tie at PNC. Red Sox up 1-0 on the Orioles in the seventh. Rangers 3-1 over the Braves in the eighth. Ready. Another 1-2. Strike three. See you later. Clark, noticeably upset. He had that as ball two. Andy Jackson had it as strike three. If anyone can argue, right, it's usually the opposing catcher. So back-to-back K's to begin the night for Heredia. Xavier Warren, a switch batter, will step in. He'll go from the right side. First pitch. Down and in, ball one. Other scores, Brewers 6-1 over the Cubs in the sixth. That game in Milwaukee. Mets 1-0 over the Phillies in the sixth. Yankees 3-0 on top of the Royals in the bottom of the sixth. Reds at 3-17, up 1-0 on the Rockies in the fifth. Tigers and Dodgers 9-10 Central. Check swing, Warren offered. No need for an appeal. The count 1-1. Ready. Next pitch home. Sharply hit foul to the left of third. Caroms off the dugout railing. Next pitch, Heredia. Over below, two balls and two strikes. My goodness. Nolan Gorman, the former Chief, has homered again. 11 home runs at AAA Memphis. You hear that sound? That's the sound of the clock ticking. He's about to make his big league debut. 2-2 misses down and in. Three balls and two strikes. Already a chance to strike out the side here in the sixth. Can't say enough about Nolan. Even as a 19-year-old, I first met him. Very nice guy. 3-2, over but low, ball four. It's a walk to put Warren aboard. He's now reached in all three plate appearances. That is a fun AAA Memphis team, isn't it? Lefty-lefty battle with Rodriguez in. Reddy's pitch is wide, and it gets the backstop. It will be a wild pitch. Warren a second. As Reddy overcooked that one. obviously you have Gorman, you have Juan Yepes, you have Matthew Liberatore. They had Brendan Donovan. They no longer have Brendan Donovan. He's at the big league level with the Cardinals. Wade kicking the 1-0. Wave and a miss. Rodriguez chased a slider. 1-1. -1 Peoria in our game. Next pitch. Just in off the plate. 2-1. Like a little front door breaker, perhaps. Don't forget, series finale tomorrow, 1:35, with a pregame show at 1:20. Brendan Howe will set the table for you. Here's the 2-1 try. Missed down and away. 3 balls and a strike. Runner at second is Warren. Ready all of a sudden has lost the zone. We need to avoid his second straight free pass. Left-hander fires a 3-1. And it missed off the plate for ball four. Back-to-back walks brings Edwin Moreno out of the Chiefs dugout. The pitching coach, first time he's had to go to the mound tonight. 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors for Wisconsin, 7 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the homestanding Chiefs. As somebody's about to start throwing in that Peoria pen, I believe it's Michael Yasenka, the right-hander, who was excellent last time we saw him in Cedar Rapids. So Edwin gets his point across. He walks back towards the first base dugout, and he just motioned down to Yasenka, hey, go ahead and get hot. Wind continues to blow out. It's a hitter's night. Murray could get one up in the wind. It would make things a lot more interesting. Breaking ball missed badly off the plate, 1-0. Murray ahead in the count. Don't forget Ivan Herrera at AAA Memphis as well. 1-0 pitch paints the inside corner. Ball and a strike. Ready, able to recalibrate. Runners at first and second, two away. The tall left-hander deals, and it's a strike called on the inside edge. Murray noticeably displeased. Heredia, despite a little hiccup, strike away from a clean six. The next pitch is foul tipped into the mitt for strike three. Timber Rattlers did not put a ball in play in that inning. 3 strikeouts for Heredia. Works around a pair of walks. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Chiefs lead it by 6 on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Bottom third of the Peoria order due. Bottom of the sixth, Christian Sierra, second inning of work. The right-hander back out there. Francisco 0-for-2, a pop-out and a fly-out. First delivery. Swinging a chopper towards second. Waiting back on it is Coca. He got a tricky in-between hop. He fields and throws the first one away. One out. Here's Soto. In-between innings, they played the Macarena. And got me wondering, what's your favorite in-venue song? Get you fired up? Maybe it gets you out of your seat? Soto takes a strike. What did I get? Sandstorm over there?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah,
okay. One strike offering to Soto. A top of the zone strike. It's nothing and two. See, I'm a YMCA guy. That one hasn't gotten old to me yet. Two-strike pitch from Sierra. Strike three, Cole. Couple of high strikes went the way of Sierra. Soto down on three pitches. He's now 0-for-3. Tommy Joe, the batter now. That's from the right side. First offering. Nice pick by Clark on a pitch that missed badly. 1-0. I know Brendan Howe, a couple doors down tonight, he would say Sweet Caroline. Breaking ball strike makes it 1-1. It's the Boston fan in him. Sierra working with some pace. Next pitch down and in the dirt. 2-1. By the way, we have seen some flashes of lightning off in the distance, well off in the distance to our east. Should not be an issue. Jew turns on a 2-1 and lines it foul. It was a screamer off his bat, labeled for the left field berm. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases empty. The Chiefs have maintained a six-run lead for a while now. Next pitch is low. Brought up some dust. Sierra will get a new baseball before the 3-2. If you have a baseball song, or any song that you're into for that matter, you can tweet it at me, @CodyShindler_ on Twitter. And Sierra misses up and in with the payoff pitch. Jew works a walk. He's aboard with two outs in the inning. Mason Wynn to the plate. He was robbed of a hit back in the fourth on a diving grab by Sal Frelick in right center. Ready. Encounter with Sierra. Breaking ball strike. Puts the pitcher ahead. Nothing and one. It's been a while since the Chiefs have racked up a hit. As time was called, well, a balk is called. Said Sierra did not pause. Double pumped and then never came set. Wave off the pitch. The pitch did not count. One strike on Wynn. Jew now at second after the balk. Here's the next delivery. It's a strike on the outer third, nothing and two. Seen a couple of balks this year against us. I believe that's the first time that we've benefited from a balk. Jew taking off for third. The pitch is in the dirt. It's a stolen base. He had a great jump, and quite frankly, with two outs, the Timber Rattlers weren't overly concerned with him. Stolen base for Tommy. The Chiefs add on to their league lead. He's now 90 feet away. The 1-2 win chases a bad one. He goes down swinging, and that ends the inning. Two scoreless innings for Christian Sierra. Right-hander out of the bullpen has done his job, but the Timber Rattlers, they need some offense. 9 outs to play with. They trail 7-1 on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Left-hander Nathaniel Heredia back out there for his second inning of work. He issued a pair of walks in the sixth, but put up a zero. Antonio Pinheiro will greet him from the right side. He fouls one off. Karen back to the screen, and away we go in the visitors' half of the seventh. Game five of the six-game set. With a win, the Chiefs will have secured the series. Well, the one-strike pitch. Good let-up. A curveball, it's nothing and two. Heredia, late kick and the pitch home. Pinheiro lasers one towards right center. Antico got a good break, and he makes the grab. Belly button high. Ball was absolutely tattooed by Pinheiro, but nothing to show for it. One out, Jason Coca steps in. Switch batter will go from the right side. First pitch from Heredia. In off the plate, 1-0. Mention that Heredia is from Hato Mayor del Rey, the Dominican Republic. One strike pitch, a wave and a miss. Disappearing breaking ball, it's 1-1. But he was born in San Pedro de Macorís. It's often referred to as the cradle of shortstops. He sent a myriad of MLB players to the show. 1-1 curve missed away. Two balls and a strike. The count on Coca. Infield and outfield playing relatively straight up. The next pitch, a swing and a foul. They may have gotten a piece of Soto on its way back to the backstop. 1,238, the official attendance tonight. Not a bad little crowd after a pretty heavy thunderstorm less than 2 hours before first pitch. 2-2, cut on and missed. Coca, strikeout victim for the second time tonight. Two down in the inning. Sal Frelick. We'll dig in. Frelick, 1-for-3, tripled back in the fifth. First pitch. He loops one into shallow right. Chamberlain a late break. It's going to fall in for a hit. Little sand wedge out to right field. Goes down as a line drive in the book. Second hit for Frelick. Fifth of the game for the Timber Rattlers. Freilich able to stay in there against a tough lefty. Heredia is not a comfortable at bat. He's such a big dude. He comes at you arms, elbows, shoe tops, a little bit of everything. Freilich just blooped one out there. Job well done. Kept the front shoulder in long enough. Now another left-handed hitter, Tristan Peters. He takes in off the plate, 1-0. Michael Yasenka is up in the Chiefs' pen. Not throwing at the moment, but is up. The 1-0 gets a cut and a miss. It's 1-1. Also some gentlemen standing in the Wisconsin pen. Like Yasenka, they are not throwing at the moment. On the 1-1 try. A breaking ball that backed up. Two balls and a strike. Peters, 280 on the year. One home run, seven runs driven in. He's 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. Left-hander fires home, a swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Ready, looking for a second shutout inning out of the Peoria bullpen. Lob over to first, chasing Freilich back. You got to be careful if you're Wisconsin. Freilich has some speed, and this is a team that loves to run, but down six. Can't give up any outs on the bases. Ready at a late kick in the 2-2. It's in the dirt. Soto able to knock it down. Freilich can run now, however. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. He'll go on the pitch. Seven-1 Peoria. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Joe Arroyo, skipper, signals to Freilich, hey, get a bigger lead. Nobody's near you. He's on the move, and the 3-2 is swatted foul at the plate. Peters kind of looked like he was swatting at flies with that swing. Just spoiled it. That's what good hitters do, right? They spoil pitchers' pitches and get theirs. Another payoff delivery. This one taps slowly in between the mound and first. Heredia, bare hand. He couldn't field it cleanly. Now streaking to third is Freilich. He's safe with a head-first dive. They're at the corners. Will be an infield hit for Peters. Just a little squibber, but it was in no man's land. Heredia's only chance was to try to bare hand and flip to first. Even then, we're not 100% sure he would have got Peters. That would have been an impressive play for the big man Heredia, especially considering he falls off to the third base side. Now Joe Gray Jr., the batter, he takes down and in 1-0. Timber Rattlers with 7 outs to play with. Now the 1-0. Bottom of the zone strike. 1-1. Ready, a long pause. Now the delivery. This one upstairs. 2-1. Yasenka now throwing in the Chiefs' pen. Here's the next offering, a wave and a miss. Breaking ball that caught a lot of plate, but Gray just swung through it. He's not exactly been locked in this series. Slow start to the year. 2-2 pitch, ring him up. Third time tonight that Gray has gone down looking. Heredia, 2 shutout out of the Chiefs' pen. Time to stretch in Peoria. Chiefs fans feeling good tonight. 7-1 Peoria. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Tico, Memlinger, and Chamberlain do in the home half of the seventh. Chiefs 7, Timber Rattlers 1. Saturday evening from Peoria. And Tico, wave and a miss. Away we go in the bottom of the seventh. A pair of strikeouts and a walk for Mike. He's 0 for 2. Batting average dipped down below the Mendoza line this evening, now at 197. Next pitch is grounded hard to short. Knocked down by Coca, and he has no throw. Ball was hit on the screws by Antico. Coca was able to knock it down. It trickled away a couple feet to his right with Antico's speed. No real opportunity to throw him out after it skipped away. Roll it a hit for Antico. First hit for the Chiefs since the second inning. Memlinger takes a strike called in the inside corner. It's 0-1. He entered mid-game for Jacob Buschberger. We do not know anything more than that. Let you know if we hear anything. Pickoff throw to first, but and Tico back with ease. Tico, 10 stolen bases on the year. He was a perfect 3-for-3 last night. Next pitch to Memlinger, fouled back to the netting, 0-2. If you did not listen to the pregame show, we'll rehash the stolen base stat. Chiefs were a perfect 8-for-8 in last night's 13-10 win. Most stolen bases in a single game this season. 0-2 pitch high, 1-2 on Memlinger. You'd have to go back to last season to find the last time that a team stole 8 bases in one game. It was the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, and by golly, they did it to us. June 2nd of last year. Memlinger golfs the 1-2 pitch to right. Joe Gray Jr. twisting and turning, hauls it in, one away. Did not have to go very far. One out in the inning. Here's Chamberlain. So the last two times that team stole 8 bases happened when these two got together. So here's first pitch to Matty Ice. Missed down and away, 1-0. The 8 steals for the Chiefs, that's the most they've had in a single game since 2019. You don't have to go that far either. The last time they accomplished such a feat. Chamberlain takes a strike called. It's 1-1. They swiped 9 against Cedar Rapids. Hard to believe. 1-1 pitch. Chamberlain able to lay off. Outside, 2-1. So Sierra's next pitch in the dirt, smothered by the catcher, Clark. One on, one out, bottom of the seventh. Chiefs lead at 7-1. So next delivery, way high, ball four. Chamberlain will ditch the elbow guard. He'll trot down to first, his third reach. It's officially just one for two. He's taken a pair of walks. And now time called before Mac Chambers can make his way to the plate. What's the MLB record for most stolen bases in a game by a single team? So looking at this earlier, I think the correct answer is 12. But the records are a little spotty. If you go to Baseball Reference, it says here are the most stolen bases in a game in the years covered by Game Finder. That goes back to 1920. The record is 12. Chambers lasers the first pitch down the left field line. It will get foul onto the berm and in and out of the hands of a fan. Had a beat on it. Just couldn't complete the catch. I was back on August 1st, 1976. The A's, 12 stolen bases against the Twins. They lost a game 8-7. It's a great question. How many of those belong to Ricky Henderson? Well, let's dive into the box scores. Chambers fouls another one away left side. Quickly 0-2. There are also a couple pickoffs in that game. 0-2, a chopper to second. Going to be tough to turn. Two, and the throw to second is wide. Antico will score from third. Chambers to second. Chamberlain able to advance to third. Be an E4. Can't assume the double play, but the air was on the front end. An E4 on Coca. We knew it'd be a tough play to turn two as the ball was not hit with a lot of pace. So, Chambers aboard. Chamberlain goes first to third on the play. The E4 again charged to Coca. Now Antonini hits a towering fly in the right. Medium deep. Gray trying to get behind it. He makes the catch. Tagging and scoring from third is Chamberlain. Chambers moves up 90 feet to third. It's a mouthful, Chamberlain and Chambers, but they each move up. Another run scores, and it's 9-1. Antonini, his third RBI of the night on a sac fly. Chambers 90 feet away. First pitch, look out, ran up and in on Francisco. It got all the way to the backstop. 10-1, Peoria. Sierra overcooked a heater. Wes Clark had no chance to corral that one. That went haywire. Three more runs home. The Chiefs have scored those three runs in rather anticlimactic fashion. An error, a sac fly, and now a wild pitch. Comes a 1-0 to Francisco. Missed down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Not the night the Timber Rattlers were hoping for. Francisco takes a 2-0 strike. Michael, you asked how many stolen bases did Ricky Henderson have? The answer was zero because it's 1976. Henderson did the majority of his work in the 80s as Francisco clobbers one to deep left center field. Frelick on the run. It bangs off the barrier. Francisco streaking to second. He's in with a ringing double. Didn't miss his second homer of the year by much. We'll have to settle for an extra base hit. The Chiefs have scored 23 runs in their last 14 innings of work. Joe Arold out to the mound. He will take the ball from Christian Sierra, gives him a pat on the chest, and takes the baseball. Sierra will exit, a new pitcher on. The Chiefs on their way to their 11th win of the year. 10-1 the score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Julie Cole to the pen brings on a right-hander, number 17. Tyler Gilley, 6'2", 190 from Woodstock, Ontario, Canada. Signed as a free agent back in 2019. He did not pitch last year. Faces Carlos Soto and flips up a breaking ball for strike one. Postgame fireworks to follow tonight, but the Chiefs offense provided plenty of their own. 10 runs on 8 hits. They lead it 10-1. Gilley's a peek at second. Now the 0-1 to Soto. Swing and a miss. Had him out on his front foot. Francisco at second. His double off the wall in left center forced the exit of Sierra. Quickly, nothing to the next pitch. Soto takes down and in. Francisco was halfway to third. He read that ball well. Pitch in the dirt. Gillies from the stretch. The 1-2 is lined to right field. It is down for a hit in front of Gray. Francisco coming around third. He steps on the plate. It's 11-1. Peoria. Soto's second RBI in as many days after not having one through the first 18 games of the season. You know, if you asked Patrick Anderson, Chief Skipper, he said, last week in Cedar Rapids that he thought Soto was close. Waiver missed by Tommy Jew to kick off his at-bat. Count 0-1. 11-1 Peoria. Michael Yasenka still up in the bullpen, and now a balk is called as Gillies dropped the ball out of his right hand. I was turned looking at my scorebook. Hate when that happens. If you're watching on MILB TV, you saw it with your own eyes. The one pitch missed, tying away. One ball and one strike. To the folks listening on, I can't even say traditional radio, to the folks listening to the audio call only, PeoriaChiefs.com, sorry. 1-1 pitch. Chu able to hold up on a check swing. Two balls and a strike. My apologies. I would say, well, if I had eyes in the back of my head, I might have been able to see it, but even that wouldn't be true. Now the 2-1 pitch, a wave and a miss. Jew is looking for his third home run of the year. He's trying to keep tabs with Aaron Antonini. His first inning homer has him alone in the team lead. 2-2 the count. Deep breath, now the pitch from Gillies. It's a swing and a miss, and it over. But the Chiefs add on four more. They're six outs away from clinching this series. 11-1 Peoria as we go to the eighth on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Michael Yasenka on for the Chiefs. He was fantastic in his last outing against Cedar Rapids. Struck out six in just three innings of work. He allowed just one base runner. Give you the numbers on the year for Mike, the former Eastern Illinois product. On the season, Yasenka, he does not have a decision. Sports an ERA, 6.75. The rest of the numbers, this is his fourth appearance. 6 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs all earned. 2 walks to 6 punch-outs. First pitch gets a wave and a miss by Wes Clark. Away we go. In the top of the eighth inning, the Chiefs lead it by a touchdown and a field goal. 11-1 the score. One strike pitch. It's a strike on the outer third. 2 pitches, 2 strikes from Yasenka. This reminds me of, as we continue with our football references tonight, apparently, the 0-2 swung on and missed. 3 pitches, see you later, Wes Clark. 1 down for Yasenka. But this reminds me of the Peoria Pirates, the old indoor football team in Peoria, and they would often play the Green Bay Blizzard. Green Bay, not too far from Appleton. So there you go. The Pirates up 11-1 on the Blizzard. Warren takes down and away, ball one. He's been pesky. He's reached all 3 times. A single, a double, run scored, and a walk. It's a switch batter. He goes from the left side. You sink it to the plate. Swing and a miss, 1-1. From the wine, the next pitch is chopped over the first base dugout got up into the seats. Count one and two. Yasenka working with great pace. Next pitch home. In the dirt, two and two. Took something off that time. Right-hander peers in. As is signed from Carlos Soto, here he comes. Warren lasers one to left field towards the line. Jew on the sprint, the dive. Did he catch that ball? He did. Jew picked it off the dirt. Dozier Park faithful loving the effort from Tommy Jew as he went into the corner to track that one down. What an impressive play. Tommy Jew robbing Warren of another hit and would have been at least two. Two away in the inning. Here's Carlos Rodriguez. He takes downstairs for ball one. Carlos, a hearty strikeout batter, whiffed back in the second. Now the 1-0 from Yasenka. It's downstairs again, 2-0. In the bottom of the eighth, the Chiefs, for grins and giggles, will send Wynn and Tico and Menlinger to the plate. We have to clean that up. 2-0 pitch missed low. Three balls and no strikes. If Yasenka get back in the count here. 3-0, there's a middle little hitter for a strike. They get 3-1 on Rodriguez. He bats from the left side, a little bat waggle. The pitch. Called strike two. It clipped the outside black. Rodriguez had his size set on first base via the free pass. Now the 3-2. Rodriguez lifts one in the air to left center. Jew over towards the gap. Twisting and turning, he makes the shoulder-high grab. Inning over. Michael Yasenka, that's what you're supposed to do with a 10-run cushion. Throw strikes and get outs. Gets them to go 1-2-3 in the top of the eighth. Last chance for the Chiefs, barring something near miraculous. 11-1 Chiefs, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Top of the order due here for the Chiefs. Mason Wynn, first man to bat. And he cranks the first pitch towards a gap in left center field on the sprint. Rodriguez tracks it down. Another ball hit hard by Mason. Rodriguez able to chase it down. One pitch, one out, a loud out for Wynn. He'll give way to Antico now. Seven runs on nine hits tonight for the Chiefs. Sharp breaking ball. Strike one called. Base is empty, one away. The next pitch from Gillies. Look out. Nearly got over the head of everybody. Gillies is set. Next pitch. Strike called, 1-2. Gillies to the plate. Next pitch. This is outside. Benlinger, the on-deck batter. Next pitch to Antico is skied towards right center field. This ball is hit well, and it is out of here. Mike Antico, his second home run in a Chiefs uniform, his first at Dozier Park. Chiefs play add-on. It's 12-1. Chiefs can do no wrong tonight. Here's Menlinger now. Open stance, bats from the left side. He lines one towards right center. That ball is down. Over to cut it off is Gray, and it trickles under his glove. Menlinger to second. He's thinking three. The throw is not made. Menlinger ends up at third. We'll see how they score it. He's now 90 feet away with one out for Chamberlain. Gillies to Chamberlain. First pitch, a strike on the inside corner. Nothing and one. A double and an E9. The official scoring. Chamberlain takes strike two. Gillies way ahead. Next pitch. In the dirt. It trickles away from Clark, but not far enough for Menlinger to score. It bounced up the third base line. Clark might have been able to pick that one up and then tag Menlinger on the way by. -12 Peoria. Menlinger at third. Count 1-2. Gillies home. Breaking ball in the dirt. Clark using the chest protector. Wise decision. 2-2. Wind is just whipping straight out. It's been a hitter's night all night long, and the Chiefs, they have hit. Pair of homers. They hit a season-high 3 last night. They set season highs in just about every offensive category a night ago. Oh, the 2-2 just missed. Just a touch high. Count loaded up, 3-2. The on-deck batter is Mac Chambers. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Chamberlain, a little antsy. He chased curveball. Two down. Chambers the opportunity. This will be his fifth crack at it tonight. Scored a couple of runs, but he has not yet been credited with a hit. Fielder's choice, an error mixed in there. First pitch to Chambers, a check swing foul back, all the way onto the roof of the suite level. Series finale tomorrow, 1:35 first pitch with a pregame show at 1:20. Russell Smith for Wisconsin. second-round pick out of TCU. Michael McGreevy for Peoria, first-round pick out of UC Santa Barbara. Gillies to the plate. He misses high and away, 1-1. Cheats with 5 in the first, 2 in the second, 4 in the seventh, 1 more here in the eighth on the Antico homer. Gillies fires home. Curveball drops in. It's 1-2. Both bullpens are quiet. Gillies is just going to have to bow his neck and get this last out of the eighth. Ysenka, meanwhile, will get the ninth. 1-2 try. Chambers lines one towards third. It's caught by Murray. A leaping grab. Not sure he had to jump to snare that one, but regardless, the out recorded. 12-1 Peoria. Three outs away from their second win in a row and a series-clinching victory tonight here at Dozer Park. You're listening to Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Cody Schindler back with you, top of the ninth. Peoria 12, Wisconsin 1. You go back to the bottom of the seventh inning last night. The Chiefs have outscored the Timber Rattlers by a wide margin. Ethan Murray, the batter, he hits a towering fly ball deep left field. Jew is out of room. It's a home run. Well, Ethan Murray salvages something the night for Wisconsin. A long home run. Presses swing of the bat. The third baseman, it's 12-2. So I will now amend that tally. Go back to the bottom of the seventh last night. The Chiefs were down 9-5. They have since outscored the Timber Rattlers. This is quick back of the napkin math. Pinheiro takes down and away, ball one. They have outscored the Timber Rattlers 20-2. Scratch that, 20-3 following the home run. Pinheiro fouls one back, it's 1-1. 20-3. Think about it, it was a 9-5 ball game. The Chiefs won 13-10 last night. They're up 12-2 here this evening. 1-1, a swing and a foul back. Pinheiro chased a high one. Counting out 1-2. Senka to the plate. His next pitch. Knee buckling breaking ball, but it missed the zone. 2-2. Right-hander to the plate. His next pitch is tapped foul at the dish. Pinheiro able to spoil it. He'll see another. 2 runs, 7 hits, 4 errors for Wisconsin. Second time in this series that they've committed 4 errors in a ball game. Chiefs 12 runs on 11 hits. They've not committed an error. 2-2 pitch is grounded towards the hole on the left side. Wynn to his feet. The throw is offline. Nearly a sensational play by Mason Wynn, who made a sliding stop in the hole. His throw, however, wide of the back. Francisco, an athletic play just to go and glove it. So back-to-back hits here in the ninth. Jason Coca, the batter now. Infield hit for Pinheiro. He's one for four. Coca, the switch batter, goes from the left side, and he clobbers one to right field. Into the corner, Chamberlain, a long run. He makes the catch. Off the bat, I thought it was big trouble, but Chamberlain able to track it down deep into the right field corner for out number one. I think Yasenka got that ball in on the hands of Coca just enough. Some pretty good wood on it. One away, here's Frelick. Pair of hits for him, including a triple back in the fifth. First pitch from Yasenka. Ran inside, nearly clipped Frelick. Did everything he could just to get out of the way. Count 1-0. Yasenka's next offering. Frelick fouls it back over the screen. 1-1. One and one. The next pitch, it's over but low. 2-1. Well, it's a good thing the Chiefs provided the spark tonight offensively. Just got word the fireworks show canceled tonight. Frelick, a slow roller towards third. Menlinger cuts it off and throws to second in time. Nearly threw a heater past Chambers. The only play was at second with Frelick's speed. It's a fielder's choice for him. Pinheiro out 5-4 on the force out. Last chance tonight for the Timber Rattlers. Tristan Peters, the batter. Try to pass the baton. At least keep this game alive. First pitch from Yasenka. Cut on and missed. 0-1. Chiefs defense playing back on the edge of the dirt. Menlinger, the third baseman, being the exception. Frelick could take second if he wanted to. Does not take it. Peters takes strike two. Yasenka looking to close it out. Right-hander peers in. He has his sign. The pitch on its way. Just miss. The official word, no fireworks tonight due to the high winds. Yeah, it's very windy out there. 1-2 misses in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Your ticket, good for another game this season, except for July 4th. Okay. Just keep that in mind. Don't know if that info will help anybody, but if it does, we're glad to provide. 2-2. Peters, check swing. Did he go? He did. Game over. Check swing appeal. Nathan Diedrich put the finishing touches on this one. 12-2 the final. This is a game that was decided early. The Chiefs scored 5 in the first, 2 in the second. They jumped out to a 7-0 cushion. They win it 12-2. They've taken 4 of 5. They've clinched a series win going in to the finale tomorrow. 12-2 the final. Chiefs put it in the win column. They're 2 games over 500, 11-9 on the year. We'll step aside. I'll have the postgame show next. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Cody Schindler back to wrap this up. Chiefs win it comfortably. They win by 10, 12-2, the final tonight. Mike Antico will chat on the diamond with Dustin Fitzpatrick, our player of the game. He had a big fly, and I think he's getting serenaded by some of the guys down in the dugout. Let's take a look at the box score, shall we? It was a one-sided box score that favored our Chiefs tonight. The final line, 12 runs on 11 hits, no errors for the Chiefs. That is much better than 2 runs, 8 hits, and 4 errors from the Timber Rattlers. As always, the winners go first. When it comes to the box score, let's take a look at the final numbers for the Chiefs, who with the win improved to 11-9 on the year. Mason Wynn, he was at short. He was the leadoff batter, 2-for-5, a strikeout and a run scored. Mike Antico, 2-for-4. He scored 3 runs. He had a solo homer. He also tacked on a walk, 2 strikeouts. Jacob Buschberger was 2-for-2 with 2 RBIs. He left in the middle of the game. Noah Mendlinger replaced him. He went 1-for-3 in, what, 4 innings of duty, 5 innings of duty. He entered in the top of the 5th inning. Matt Chamberlain, 1-for-3, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, an RBI. He scored a pair of runs. Mac Chambers, 0-for-5, but he did score twice. Aaron Antonini, 1-for-3 with a 2-run homer. He drove in another with a sack fly. Officially 1-for-3 with 3 RBIs. Thomas Francisco, 1-for-4 with a run scored. Carlos Soto is 1-for-4 with an RBI and 2 punch outs. Tommy Ju, 0-for-3, a walk, a K, and a run scored. As a team, the Chiefs were 11-for-36, 4-for-11 with runners in scoring position. They left 5 on base. The numbers for Wisconsin, Sal Frelick was 2-for-5. The designated hitter, Tristan Peters, was 1-for-4 with a walk and 3 Ks. Joe Gray Jr., his tough series continues, 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. Same line for Wes Clark, 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. Xavier Warren was the bop from the Wisconsin lineup. 2-for-3, a walk, a run scored. Carlos Rodriguez, 0-for-3, or rather 1-for-3, a walk, a strikeout, an RBI. In the ninth, Ethan Murray connected for his second home run of the year. He went 1-for-4 with a K. Antonio Pinheiro was 1-for-4, and Yason Koka 0-for-4 with 2 Ks. As a team, the Timber Rattlers were 8-for-35, just 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. They left 9 on base. The winning pitcher for Peoria, Logan Gregg, his first win of the year, his third in his career. 2 of them have come against Wisconsin. 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 run it was earned, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. Losing pitcher for Wisconsin, Justin Jarvis, 4 innings, 6 hits, 7 runs, 5 earned, 1 walk to 6 strikeouts. The Chiefs scored 12 runs, only 6 of them earned in this one. Played this one in 2 hours and 23 minutes in front of 1,284 fans. They go home happy tonight, as the Chiefs win it comfortably, 12-2. Although I will say, I imagine a few folks go home perturbed with the fireworks show canceled tonight due to high winds. Let's run down the standings and the scores from around the Midwest League, the Cardinals organization, and we will get you on your way. We'll start in the Midwest League with the scores from tonight. Pretty much everything has gone final, with the lone exception being Beloit and Cedar Rapids. That game in the bottom of the sixth from ABC Supply Stadium, 2-1 Skycarp over the Colonels. Other finals, Lake County and Lansing, they split a doubleheader. Lake County a winner 3-0, Lansing a winner 8-0. Dayton defeats Fort Wayne 11-5, South Bend 7-2 over Quad Cities. You know the score here. And one postponement, Great Lakes and West Michigan, they'll play a pair tomorrow. The standings in the Midwest League in the East, Dayton 15-5. They've won 8 of their last 10. They're 4 games better than 11-9 Fort Wayne. Great Lakes at 9-10, alone in third, 5.5 back. Lake County 9 up, 11 down. They're 6 games off the pace. West Michigan at 7-12, alone in fifth, a half game better than 7-13. Lansing. In the West Division, Cedar Rapids 15-4. They're a verge of losing two in a row for the first time this year. Wisconsin now 12-8, only a game better than our Chiefs at 11-9. South Bend 9 up, 11 down, 6.5 back. Quad Cities at 8-12. They're 7.5 off the pace. Beloit 5-14. Again, that game pending result in the bottom of the sixth. Go around the Cardinals organization. The big squad lost 2-0 to Arizona. That game at Busch Stadium. The Diamondbacks taking the first two games of that series. Elsewhere on the farm, Memphis, they score 1 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th, 1 in the 6th, 3 in the 8th, 4 in the 9th. They beat Durham convincingly, 11-4. Yepes, 2 homers. He has 8 on the year. Nolan Gorman, his 11th. That leads all of professional baseball. Bottom of the 8th, San Antonio 5-3 on top of Springfield. In 10 innings, Palm Beach a winner, 2-1. They walk off Jupiter from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That concludes our coverage from Dozer Park here in downtown Peoria. The Chiefs win it in a big way, 12-2 the final. They've scored 25 runs in their last two games. The probables tomorrow should be a great pitching matchup, a rematch from Tuesday. Left-hander Russell Smith will go for Wisconsin. Cardinals first-rounder Michael McGreevy goes for our Chiefs. Once again, 12-2 the final. The Chiefs win it. For our entire media staff, this is Cody Schindler saying so long from Dozer Park. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 1:35, on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Good night, everybody.